The streets of Harare have been swept clean, the country's best china polished, in anticipation of tomorrow's historic visit by the Chinese leader. Zimbabwean and Chinese flags are fluttering along the city's major roads, with pictures of Presidents Robert Mugabe and Xi Jinping hoisted along the way as the nation prepares to receive a fair weather friend. According to Foreign Affairs Permanent Secretary Joy Bima, China and Zimbabwe will sign several deals worth millions of dollars in various sectors such as energy, transport, infrastructure development, construction, financing, culture, wildlife and agriculture. Mr. Xi will be making his first state visit to Zimbabwe, which last hosted the Chinese head of state in 1996. China is already funding several multi-million dollar projects in Zimbabwe, including the expansion of the Victoria Falls International Airport, the upgrading of Harare's water and sanitation system, and the expansion of the Kariba South Power Station. Speaking with CCTV, China's 24-hour English language television channel, the Chinese ambassador to Zimbabwe, Yuan Ping, said Mr. Xi's visit shows the Chinese president attaches great attention to the Sino-Zimbabwe relationship.
I think Xi's visit will be of great significance to the development of China-Zimbabwe relations. This year marks the 35th anniversary of the establishment of China-Zimbabwe diplomatic relations, and Xi's visit will be the first by the Chinese head of state in the last 20 years. Zimbabwe is the only country, apart from South Africa, that Xi will pay a special visit during his trip to Africa, which shows President Xi and China attach great attention to the Sino-Zimbabwe relationship.
Political commentator Takura Jangaja tells Studio 7, Mr. Xi Jinping's visit is evidence that Harare's Look East policy is effective.
It's beyond the politics, it's essentially about business. The Chinese president is here to promote bilateral agreements, confirm them, and make sure that Chinese interests are not compromised by any other unfair or unclear political policy issues that may emerge going forward.
He adds, Mr. Xi is obviously coming to promote Chinese investments in Zimbabwe as well as safeguarding them.
We might not be benefiting as much as the Chinese from this bilateral relationship or these agreements that we have, but essentially what is key is that the benefits are not necessarily for Zimbabwean people. They are benefits for those that are politically connected, that have business arrangements and deals with Chinese elites as well.
Harare businesswoman Tendai Anapiri says the visit by the Chinese leader and Chinese business people will present business opportunities for the Zimbabweans, adding Zimbabwean business people should be prepared to grab the opportunities.
You know, it's an international opportunity. So I'm resident in Zimbabwe, but I can have businesses outside Zimbabwe, but still be earning in Zimbabwe.
Sheikh Shaibu Asali, chairperson of the Islamic Federation of Zimbabwe, says attracting a big global player like China is a plus for the Zimbabwean government and its people.
If our government and our nation is doing that, we will be very happy, and we know that the Chinese are a big player in the global market, so that can be only good news for all citizens.
Former Zimbabwean ambassador to China and war veterans leader Christopher Mchangwa says the visit by the Chinese president will put the spotlight on Zimbabwe as a country which can attract foreign direct investment.
It will excite those Chinese who want to come to Zimbabwe to invest, to take advantage of our resource base, but our very smart minds. But more important, it also creates a competitive field where other capital markets begin to see Zimbabwe in a positive light, because we want both competition and cooperation in Zimbabwe. So it's a very important visit from the point of view of injecting new dynamism into the Zimbabwe foreign direct investment market.
He said China stood by Zimbabwe during tough times, especially the past decade when the West imposed sanctions against Harare, with international financial institutions turning their back against Zimbabwe. He said many Chinese companies had invested in Zimbabwe over the past decade, with more investment deals expected to be signed during Mr. Xi's visit.
So we need to distinguish between the Chinese who may sell trinkets in the street and the Chinese who have been who are the global pushers of investment. And that's why the visit of President Xi Jinping is so important, because it brings Zimbabwe's attention to this new breed of Chinese entrepreneurs who are hungry to take on the world, their rivals in the West or anywhere else in the world.
China's interest in Zimbabwe vary from mining, with companies like Anjin and Jinan involved in diamond mining, the agriculture and retail, among other interests. China and Zimbabwe enjoy cordial relations which date back to the time of the liberation struggle, when China provided material and training for the liberation fighters. Analysts say Mr. Xi's visit is endowed with an extra layer of significance, as this year marks the 35th anniversary of bilateral diplomatic relations between Harare and Beijing. Over the years, the Asian country became Zimbabwe's key political and economic ally, preventing what Harare says was bullying of Zimbabwe by the West and blocking the imposition of sanctions by the United Nations, where it is a permanent member of the Security Council. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.